Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
So Brother Mac is not here, like I said, in prayer this morning. But we would like to invite Sister Virginia to come up now. And she's going to be bringing the Word of God this morning. Hallelujah. So y'all just invite her up here. Amen.
About judging. The Bible teaches us something. I've had people say, "You're judging me." And I said, "No, because this is what God put in my spirit. I am saying what the Word says. I don't have to judge you, honey. God doesn't judge sin. He already told what it is and what it is not. It's just left up to us to follow the Word of God.
Amen.
There's some areas in our life that we're in the permissible will of God. Some areas we're in the perfect will of God. What we're about to speak of is forgiveness. Let me tell you about forgiveness. If I can just be still a minute, that ain't gonna happen. Let me tell you about forgiveness. Forgiveness is when you forgive people. They didn't ask you to forgive them, but you forgive them anyway. That's not in God's permissive will. That's in His perfect will. That means He told you just like a commandment, just like thou shalt not kill and steal, thou shalt forgive.
Amen.
Do you know that He forgave the people that took Him to the cross
and
crucified Him?
That's right.
We are to forgive. A week and a half ago, God began dealing with me about forgiveness, and I knew I'd be preaching soon.
Come on.
So it just came right in order. Right in order. When we listen to God, He brings it in order in our life. If you don't listen to Him, you check out Deuteronomy 28. When you read the first 15 and bask in what all God's going to do for you, you read the rest of it and read the curses. It'll change your mind. Your stupid flesh will get you in all sorts of trouble. Hallelujah. There's a very unpleasant result when we don't forgive.
Come on
now. You know that?
It becomes a sin. Come on now.
It's a sin not to forgive. I've got notes written all over the place up here. We hold unforgiveness against family members, against sisters, against brothers, against mothers and fathers, our children, friends, even God, and ourselves, and church folks.
That's right. Amen.
Say one, and we've been talking about the bait of Satan in Sunday school classes here. Say one word. One word. Oh, that offends me. I don't like that. So you know what? Sometimes I want to say, like John Hagee, get over it.
Come on, man.
Come on.
We're going to have to forgive, y'all. If we like it or not, we're going to have to forgive. Because that's what God said. And we're going to do what He said. I've had people that hurt my family and to hurt me. You have too. There's nothing unusual about that.
That's right.
Sometimes people don't care what they say to you. And you want to reach out and touch them now, tell them.
Come on.
Come on, man. You want to
set you free. That's right. But you want to reach out and touch them. But it ain't going to do no good for you to reach out and touch them. It's going to get you in trouble.
That's right.
And it hurts deeply. I've seen people go through things, and I can know why it hurt. I've been through things, and I know why it hurt me. Sometimes it's rejection. Sometimes it's something else. But the Scripture teaches us that we are to forgive. Think about having a 10-pound chain around your body. Does that slow you down much?
Yes, it does.
The sin of unforgiveness will, if not dealt with, bring other sins. And this is the way God showed it to me. Layered upon layered upon layered. It won't stop with just unforgiveness. The devil don't stop when you give him a little crack.
All right.
They put other stuff in there.
That's right.
He puts grudges in there. He puts hatefulness in there. He puts anger in there. All these things against God's word, when you allow the devil to leave that little word, unforgiveness.
Amen.
You have to learn to forgive. I've had to forgive some things in my life. There was a thing that went on in my life when I was young. I was not physically abused, but there was something that went on in my life, and I seen it. And I, at my young age, blocked it out. And I think I was probably back in my 40s or so. When God called it, opened me up, so I remembered, Barbara.
All right, then.
I began to remember I had blocked it out of my mind that it was so bad.
Yeah.
And I had to forgive.
Come on,
then. I knew what God's word said.
Yes, ma'am.
His word tells me to forgive, and I had to forgive.
That's right. That's right.
And the first time my first husband took me in prayer and walked me through the prayer, even though I was following the Lord, and even though I was full of the Holy Ghost, I didn't want to forgive.
That's right.
So I didn't.
That's right.
6 months later, he walked me through it again in prayer. And God took it. I forgive. It's like that song, I Surrender All.
Yes.
We're going to have to bring it to the foot of the cross. I don't care what it is.
Yes.
I don't care what it is. Unforgiveness, it ain't doing a thing. You can throw your nose up in the air, I ain't speaking to them no more. And you can have your nasty little fleshly ways, but I'm going to tell you what, it's going to come back to you.
That's right.
That 10-pound chain, when them sins get layered on your body, it's going to become a 50-pound chain. And you ain't going to be able to walk around, and you ain't going to be able to take it no more.
That's right.
Because sin will kill you.
That's right.
I don't care what it is, it'll kill you. You do it if you want to, but it's going to kill you. Don't think you're going to be sitting up there in heavenly places with God when you sin it. You ain't.
That's right.
Because that's what the word tells us.
Yes.
We can judge each other and say you don't know what you're talking about. Honey, when it comes to this world right here,
that's
you
right.
judge
that's
all
right.
you want to. That's but right. you better do what this world says. Amen. You better lay it down.
Yeah.
You better lay it down.
Yeah.
We don't have time. If you can't look at this world situation and know that the Lord's coming back again, there's something wrong with you. He's coming back soon. Soon and very soon we shall see the King. I live for it, honey. One way or the other, I'm going to see it. One way or the other. There ain't a sin in this world, and I'm human, and I let my mouth block like anybody else sometimes, but there ain't a sin in this world that I want to go after. I want to follow Jesus. And if I got to forgive, guess what? I may not want to forgive, but I got to go to the Lord and get it right.
That's right.
If you're walking around with unforgiveness in your heart or any other sin in this place today, you better get to the altar and get your life right. Because when you think you've got it all right and you ain't got it right, and you know you ain't got it right, when you ain't lining up with what the Word of God says, people don't have to tell you. You know. You know there has to be a yielding to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Turn to Matthew chapter 18. Okay, I'm going to start with verse 21. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. You always to forgive.
Amen.
Always. And sometimes you got egg on your face when you got to go back and talk to them about it and say, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said what I said. I shouldn't have done what I've done. Or maybe you're the type of person that you ain't going to go back and tell nobody sorry. God help you. God help you. You better bring it before the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 23. Therefore the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king that would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him that owed him 10,000 talents. Hold on just a minute, I got something to tell you. My first husband was in the prison ministry. He was also a pastor. And there was a man that was a well-known chaplain in Johnson County. And he had a dream one night. And in that dream, God used my husband in that dream to talk to him about his brother. And I can't remember all of it, but he had an unforgiving spirit towards his brother. Now let me tell you, I don't care if he had won 5,000 souls to the Lord. I don't care how much goodness he had done. If he had not forgiven, his home would not be there. And that's why God dealt with him. The lovingest man you ever seen. But he had this one little tiny secret sin. You see, the secret sins God knows about. God knows about them. They won't come in your face until you get them repented for. Anyway, when he had begun, 24, when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him that owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, all that he had, and paid to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved in compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not. How many times have we been in that situation? We want everybody to love us and pat us and tell us how good we look and how good we're doing. But you let something happen to somebody else. You let the situation change. And that's what's happened here. This situation has changed. The man forgave this man of his debt. But the person that owed him, he didn't forgive him. But went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw that what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their loved one all that was done. Then said unto their Lord all that was done. I'm sorry, y'all. Then said his Lord, after that he had called him and said unto them, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Sometimes we're selfish, y'all. We think about ourselves and that's all. When we get into a bind, oh, it's me again, Lord. It's me again, Lord. And then when everything's going good, we walking our own way, doing our own thing. It ain't right, y'all. It's against the word. This man was doing something like that. And the man that he had previously owed that had forgiven him the debt said, Shouldest not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. Now 35, listen at this. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. Does that mean that you will trespass against somebody? Honey, you better, I've lived 70 years. I know I've done it. my flesh.
All right?
Sometimes it's like we were talking in Sunday school class this morning. Sometimes it's an instant thing. Sometimes it's done out of anger. Sometimes it's done out of one thing or the other. But we will have to have forgiveness. You want people to forgive you, you better forgive. You want to go to heaven, you better forgive. So if anybody in here is dealing with that secret little sin, God knows. I don't know. I don't have a clue, but God does. And he really does know because he gave me this scripture for me to preach on. So I'm going to ask you to examine your heart. I asked you to stand up. And it take a few minutes and just expand in your heart and ask the Lord if you have anything in your heart. And maybe it's not unforgiveness. Maybe it's some kind of sin that you need to be in disorder. There's strength when God's people begins to pray for you.
Amen.
Maybe there's somebody in here that has not made it right with the Lord as far as they're sorry. If you've got unforgiveness in you, you ain't right. You ain't going to heaven. You got something else you need to. This always open. You need to be praying about. This always open for everybody in here.
Yes.
I've seen the times when I have said to myself, if I could just get to that church and get to that altar. Get at the cross. Everything's going to be all right. Everything will be all right. Jesus makes it right again, y'all. Did you know that? Jesus makes it right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ask anybody that will come up here and pray with me that are at the altar. And if you're in here and you still feel God nagging at your heart, trying to get you to get right, the only thing he's trying to get you to do is to keep you out of hell. He's trying to keep you out of hell. Because there's nothing, honey, when you leave this life, you're going to go to heaven or hell or if you've got something between you and God, get it right this morning. Ask the Lord to forgive you and get it right and allow him to take care of you. And if you need to be up here, it ain't a shameful thing. It's a courage thing. It's integrity to come to the altar.
Well, like I said, we got one last thing to do, and it's something that we don't ever leave the service without doing. Amen. Everybody, put up your right hand for me right quick. Amen. This is our five-finger prayer. This is something, like I said, we don't leave the service without doing. It's, you know, five things that you say on each finger, and it's, you know, just repeat after me when I say these words, okay? With your thumb, say, Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on the cross for my sins.
I know you died on the cross for my sins.
And you rose again the third day.
You rose again on the third day.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord, we
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license A20958803, a Streaming Plus license A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.